Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Grace Arnold, and this is Small Talk, Big Questions, the podcast where we have conversations with anyone about what matters to everyone. Today, I'll be joined by my friend, Annalise Sink, to talk about what makes Annalise, Annalise. Enjoy! I'm here with my friend, Annalise, today, and thank you for being here. I wanted to ask you to be on the show because whenever I'm around you, you're just very warm and very bubbly and just kind to everyone. And when I was thinking of people for the show, I was like, I want Annalise to be on it. And really, like, we met when you reached out to me via email for a coffee date. And I think about that to this day. Like, that was, no joke, one of the nicest things that anyone's ever done. So I wanted to ask you on the show today, and how are you doing?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that. I remember shooting you that email because in class, listening to you and hearing that you had a podcast, I'm like, she's so cool. And so I listened to your podcast, and I basically, like, fell in love with you over your pot, just from, like, listening to you, and I'm like, this girl is so cool. I want to be friends with her, friend crush, for sure. I was like, I need to be friends with this girl. So, yeah, and I'm so thankful that we met up, and that was wonderful, and now here we are.
And I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're so excited. So, on the show, what I'm going to do is ask you some questions that I think are really important in getting to know someone. And so we'll just jump right into it. Yay. The first question is, what is it like to be you right now? I mean, with COVID, mm-hmm. with you're graduating, what's it like mm-hmm. to be Annalise?
Oh my goodness. Wow, that is a really great question. It's a blessing, I'll say. I'm very thankful, I think, just for my life and what it's like to be me, I think. I mean, I'm very blessed and very fortunate just with my life. COVID, I'm also thankful I wasn't too, like, greatly impacted by COVID. Like, I thankfully didn't lose any loved ones or anything like that. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm getting my second dose of the vaccine tomorrow, so that makes me just feel a little more confident and, like, not as afraid of it. Not that I was afraid of it, but I don't know. It's, like, just intimidating, and there's a lot of unknowns. But, yeah, I'm graduating, which is really crazy. I've only been here 3 years rather than four, so I think I'm – and at first I'm like, yeah, 3 years. Like, I'm ready to, you know, move on to the next chapter. But now I'm like, oh, I'm at the end of my 3 years, and I'm kind of sad. I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. You know, I'm going to miss everyone, and – but I think I'm definitely ready for the next chapter of life. It is a little bit scary just, you know, moving on and starting a big girl job and moving out, but I'm excited and I believe that there's good things ahead and yeah.
I think there definitely are. I mean, you talked about, like, obviously there's still a lot of unknowns in the world in general, mm-hmm. but I mean, for you going off, like, out of college, there's a lot of unknowns too, but I really admire your positive outlook on everything, and really, I think that no matter what you do, you're going to be successful in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I'm glad to hear that it sounds like being Annalise right now is a very good thing, yes, so I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
The next question is, how would you describe yourself in three words?
Oh my
goodness. Or if you have more than three, I don't want to, like, limit you.
No,
you know?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. How would I describe myself? Well, if we count free-spirited as, like, one thing, I would say I'm a pretty free-spirited person. I am optimistic. I always try to look at the positives and just, you know, look at life from an optimistic lens. And then I would just say, and then loving. Like, I think I just really love people a lot. And yeah, I love people. I love animals too. I just, like, I love to love.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, I think you're a very loving person. Like, honestly, and I think too, like, I wrote down three words that I think describe you, and
I think that your love for people is really a strength, and I have strong written down because I just view you as someone who's really resilient, and you do look at a lot of the positives, and that is no easy feat. And I think also having the courage to love is also something that it shows a lot of strength. So I had that. I had warm, which I feel like really goes along with free spirited. And I had energetic, because whenever I'm around you, whether it's like in class or I just see you out and about, you have a very like strong presence about you. And the next question is, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh my goodness. I think about this sometimes. I think about young Annalise and I'm like, what would I tell her? Wow. I think I would give her a really big hug and just tell her to be yourself and stay true to who you are. I think it's so easy, like as we, or at least when I grew up, I think I was quick to kind of change myself in ways to just, you know, fit in and kind of conform to like what the rest of the world is doing. Whereas I think at the end of the day, young Annalise, when she was untouched by the world, is just very unique and free-spirited, and I just want to like wrap her up and be like, no, you go run through the flowers and you just like follow your heart and don't do what the world is doing, you know. Give her a big hug and just say, hang on, and you know, life's gonna be hard, but you can push through. And yeah, I think that's what I'd tell her.
Yeah, I mean, I really relate to that as well. Mm-hmm. I think as people, and I think sometimes as girls,
yes,
you are told to be a certain way, yeah, and it's a lot of pressure to have to conform to that.
Yeah.
I think that's something I really relate to, and I think a lot of people can relate to as well. So thanks for sharing that, because I think it's important. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we're told to be ourselves, but nobody really, you know, you don't know how,
right?
You know,
exactly. Yeah.
But I think one thing I really do admire about you now is that you are so yourself. Mm-hmm. So, my final question for you, is what does your future look like? Whether that's like a short-term thing or long-term. I mean, like we said, you're graduating, where do you see yourself in the future?
Wow. I think right now I only know like the steps that are like right in front of me. Not long term. I think I know more short term what the future looks like. But I'm just going to be moving to Columbus, and I'm from like 30 minutes east of Columbus. But my sister and I are going to get a little place together. I'm like half moved in there. She's already there. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to start working. I got a job as a manager at a store, in Columbus, and my major is retail merchandising. So it's like stores.
Wow. But straight up in management.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I'm really thankful. I'm super thankful. Yeah. It was a big blessing that happened. And so then I think I'm just going to start working, and that's about as far as I know. But I think what I'm trying to do is like not try to like make a bunch of plans and set all these high goals and like I need to do this and just like all these expectations putting on myself in the future. I'm like, I just want to kind of take things day by day and just like go where the wind takes me, you know. And I don't know how long I want to stay at this job, but like if I, you know, work for a little while and get a different, you know, another opportunity comes, or I have the opportunity to move away, then like I just want to be able to be free to just go wherever, you know, I feel like life is taking me. I would love to move out of Ohio at some point. That would be really cool, maybe to the mountains or something. I'm just trying to kind of not have such a tight grip on the steering wheel of my life and kind of just go hands off and let things, you know, unfold on their own. Long term, my hope for the future, I would love to get married and have children. But yeah, just live a simple life. So
I love
that's
that.
me.
And really, I mean, I think you bring up a good point in that, like, so many people our age put a lot of pressure on themselves to be like to have their whole lives figured out. And I really don't think it's necessarily like that. I think you find something and you try it out and you try another thing, and that's really how it goes. So I think that's a good thing that you're kind of taking that pressure off of yourself. And that's something I aspire to as well, because really, life is just an experiment. Like, we just try different things and see how it goes, you know? So,
Absolutely.
but really, I just know that whatever your future holds, it will be bright.
Thank you.
So, with that being said, I just wanted to thank you for being on the show today and for answering these questions so honestly and so vulnerably. Again, that's something that I appreciate is your honesty. And so, this has been the interview. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, I'd like to thank my lovely friend Annalise Sink for being today's guest. You can find her on Instagram at lifes.simple.things. I'm Grace Arnold. This has been Small Talk, Big Questions, the show where we have conversations with anyone about what matters to everyone.